Straight up 2 o'clock in the Southland. Live Imaging Tuesday.
It's good. Different.
So I got you a different Village People.
Yeah.
Live Imaging Tuesday on Mason Island.
I feel very stereotyped, by the way, the fact that you're playing Village People.
No, it's because I got
break.
A chain. My hairy chest. Chain, it's like 1976.
Right. Yes.
I would have done well at Studio 54. I would have never made it out.
Tony Battieri in The Mafia tweets this. Morales really called someone else's shtick tired?
See, I like that. But see,
okay,
Salty.
I add elements every week. Michael Thompson's still bringing out the photo from his wallet like he's been doing that bit for 7 years.
Oh, come on. He does do that a lot.
He does.
He does love that photo of himself.
No, I love MT, especially if he's actually going to show up to radio
station
events.
He says he's
going to
be at Mandy's, too.
We'll see.
Yeah.
Well, Momo, you'll be at Mandy's, too.
Oh, sure. Momo, did you miss Mandy's
one?
Yeah,
I was having a baby.
But, right,
yeah,
that was priority.
But she recorded an acceptance video, remember?
Oh, that's right.
I think I was like a week after I had the baby.
What did Momo win?
Fill-in host of the year.
Fill-in host of the year.
And I had no idea what I said. I just said something about the Raiders.
And the place went nuts.
Oh, yeah. It went wild.
Raiders.
Wild.
That's the thing about being a Raider fan. We don't really have any expectations.
Yes, for good reason.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because
it's been, has it been, 40 years, something like that?
Really long time.
Yeah. Something like that.
40
years.
Yeah, really long.
Years,
we went to the Super
numbers.
Bowl in 2003.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah, exactly. So,
which was almost 20 years ago.
They ran into Keyshawn Johnson and the Tampa Bay Bucks.
Yeah, that's right. So you're here. Any practical jokes that you have pulled?
A lot.
Technically, your life
It's all a bit.
Is creating practical
exactly.
jokes.
It's creating
is
havoc.
Is there one in particular that you are most proud of?
I don't know. Jorge and I have done a lot of antics over the years.
You have. You have.
Have.
I ran into an Uber driver on Saturday when I was coming back from the USC game. He flipped by ESPN LA, and I said, do you listen to the station? He goes, I used to listen a lot to the morning show, the old morning show with Keyshawn.
There you go.
Yeah, see?
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 But now?
Power of the morning show. It's all Mason and Ireland.
One time, we had Nerf guns, and I came in, and I opened the door, and I started shooting Nerf guns, and I hit LZ in the eye.
Oh.
And he chased me out. And said a lot of expletives that we had to dump. So that was a good prank. It just went south a little bit.
Yeah. Okay. You know? Yeah, that was a good prank. Nah, I don't know. Just
we used to bounce
people.
Like volleyballs off Key's head and stuff like that. To me, that was fun.
That's pranky.
Yeah.
That's pranky.
Can I do a read real quick?
Yeah, do it.
Live Imaging Tuesday made possible on this Tuesday by Cover 5. Cover 5 is giving you a chance to win $50,000 in week 5 if you get the perfect score. Download the app or go to cover5.com. How's your Cover 5 team doing?
Terrible.
Okay.
I was 1,069th place for this
week.
1,069th place.
It's also National Taco Day.
Yeah.
We got more tacos have arrived.
Game of Games.
That was exciting.
Game of Games is all about tacos today a little bit later.
Is it really?
Yeah, all about tacos for National Taco Day.
These are good tacos.
Yeah, from our friends
at
El Cholo.
They brought some extra tacos over because the Travis and Sliwa guys ate everything.
We love El Cholo.
Plus Sedano and Cappy. They brought some tacos over for them.
Are they coming in today?
I know Sedano is.
Sedano, good.
Yeah, I think he's doing TV today.
Oh, yeah, got it.
Oh, there
got
he
it.
Is. Look at him. God,
oh, yeah.
How beautiful is he? That beautiful skin. Looks young and like he could just take on the day.
You're talking about Sedano?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah, I love him.
He's been salty lately.
He has been salty.
He's been very cranky.
Sedano and Cav, Super Crosstalk 3:55
I've heard him storm off the show multiple times in the last couple of weeks.
Okay.
He told you to shut up.
So I had my list that I did for the recommending people for the show.
Yes.
Right?
Oh,
you were like,
describe. Wait a minute. You have to set this up better than that.
So, what if I told you?
Yeah. What if I told you?
What if I told you?
That's the best.
We are getting ready to film the Sterling Fairs. Okay,
For FX, right?
Yeah, for real.
Yeah.
For real. And it starts filming end of this month, and there's a couple of scenes where it's like press conferences.
Mm-hmm.
So they asked me, hey, do you know any people who could give that press conference look, reporters who could, they're mostly do extras or actors or whatever. And it would be kind of a fun cameo for people. So I said, how many names do you want? They said, yeah, 10 names or so, people you think might be good and could look like a journalist.
Yeah,
go,
sure.
Well, what do you want them to look like? And they go, well, the Clippers were a losing team at that point, so somebody who would cover the losing team.
For a long time, for years.
Yeah, they said, look like that old school journalist
cranky,
type.
Cranky, old, yeah.
And they said, kind of like a cranky looking
curmudgeon.
Journalist. Yeah.
Yeah.
So I thought, I said, well, first of all, if you want to have an Easter egg quality to this,
yes.
We got to have Jim Hill.
No question.
You can't do a,
keep the
you
faith,
can't
man.
Do a
keep
show about L.A. and...
And he's got to ask the first question.
Yeah,
it's got to
be.
Too.
So,
yeah.
So my list was number one, Jim Hill. I said, he's the Helen Thomas of LA media.
Yes, he is.
Okay. And this is what I told the cast. And this is why I wrote about you. Steve Mason, ESPN LA radio host, very recognizable, has the schlubby journalist look you might want, plus has done some acting.
Wow, the schlubby journalist look.
Yeah. Then I put Plaschke on there, and there was a woman named Beverly White at KNBC who's been here forever. Who was
legend.
A friend
of mine. Oh, I love legend. Beverly White. Yeah.
Yeah. And I'm going down the list. I put Ireland on here, put him at number seven.
Number seven. Okay.
Okay. I said LA radio host, very good on camera, clean cut, 50 something Orange County white guy, former Clippers broadcaster, current Lakers broadcaster.
That might hurt him, actually, current Lakers broadcaster.
Did you put better looking than Mace?
And then I said George Sedano, LA radio host and national ESPN sideline reporter. Very good on camera, clean cut, 40-something Cuban guy.
Yeah.
I think Sedano's too pretty for the project, though.
Too clean pretty cut. For
the project.
What makes Sedano? Why do you think
he's
Sedano's
a good looking
so
man?
Pretty?
I don't think he would be there. You know, he's more of a. You would think if you see him on TV, you're thinking that guy's an anchor.
National
somewhere.
Sideline reporter.
That guy's.
Yeah.
I don't know. I just.
I don't know.
I would never want to be as temperamental in the world as Sedano is.
Woo!
Don't start. Do Woo! Not start.
I don't know. Let's see if you get a call.
Do not start.
I don't know if they'll call you.
Yeah. Did you not put Andy and Brian Kamenetsky on there?
I did not.
They fit perfectly
yeah,
for that
role. Yeah,
they actually
do, actually.
That is, that's like, they're perfect to sit
they
there.
They are kind of perfect for it,
But
yeah.
they literally
Solid
have a blog
them.
Called Lando Lakers.
Well, that was 10 years ago. That was very 10 years ago.
I think they got one now. Do
you got something to read?
No. Mason and Ireland continues now.
Excellent. All right. So this is one of the greatest pranks in Major League Baseball history. It happened on this day in 1992. So Joe Carter.
Oh, yeah. I know.
Drove a rookie's car, a rookie named Derek Bell, onto the field mid-game as part of a mock raffle while the announcer read a winning raffle ticket.
Oh, my God.
Think about that.
In the middle of a game?
Think about it. I'm a rookie, right? And I look out in the outfield, and here comes my car. And Joe Carter is driving it.
Oh, my gosh.
And then they're reading a raffle number for somebody to win the car. Unbelievably elaborate and great practical joke.
Yeah.
Of course, I never gave away the car. Guy get to keep his car, but...
Wow.
Yeah. Now, have you ever had a big practical joke?
Probably the best one was when we told you that you beat Michael Thompson in that host thing that we were doing.
Right. Yeah. That was
funny. Remember
that? So good.
That was really funny.
That was very funny.
The best part was that they didn't really tell me. They told me something was up, but they didn't really tell me because I would definitely blow it. I'm not good at pulling these things off.
Right.
Do you remember who was with you on that day?
Me?
Yeah, it was a three-man show or a three-person show.
Was it Che?
No. It was
Michael?
Linda Cohen. Linda Cohen.
It
was Linda Cohen and Momo with you, Mace, and we had Michael on the phone. It was very funny.
I like Linda Cohen.
And describe it. So the contest was favorite host?
Yeah, favorite host, and it was on Twitter.
A popularity contest.
On Twitter.
Yeah. On Twitter, and like you just voted on a poll.
Yeah.
And Michael Thompson always blew through everybody. But we made you think that you came back, Mace, from behind and beat Michael Thompson, and you were so excited. And then we had Michael Thompson on, and he goes, "Ha! They were lying to you."
We have
April
video of this,
Fools.
Actually.
It was April Fool's, and it was
so
good.
Was
it April
good.
Fool's?
It was
April
I
Fool's.
I fell for it on April Fool's.
You totally fell for it.
So I come from a long line of practical jokers.
I could see that.
So I'll tell you this story. Ireland has told this story before, but my mom is the biggest practical joker of them all.
Okay.
So she found a photo of me from when I was like 12 years old, and I was a dorky-ass kid. I was dorky as they come.
Yeah.
Glasses and braces and that whole thing. So
not a good age for you.
She went to Kinko's and made many, many copies of this photo.
Oh, no.
And then she put them all over my house so that if I opened the sock drawer, there was a picture of me, dorky and 12. If I went to the kitchen and I opened the butter, there was a picture of me, dorky, at 12. It was everywhere.
Gosh.
And I think like 6 months later, I was still finding dorky pictures of me all over the house.
That wasn't
it was
really
great.
Good for
it was
your
great.
Self-confidence, though.
My Uncle Fred was a joker. This is where I think my mom got the idea. My Uncle Fred would take fishing bait, like, you know, like a rubber worm that you put on a hook.
Yeah.
And so he'd put that in food, and we would all of a sudden open up a container, and there would be this rubber.
That's pretty good.
Yeah, that's
good. I like that.
So, Bergman, any practical jokes you can think of?
Yeah, I've done a few of them. So, one, I had a roommate back in the day, and he had the white deodorant.
Okay.
So I took it all out, and I put cream cheese inside of it, so it looked like it was real deodorant.
Oh.
So yeah. He put cream cheese.
That's very good.
Under his arm.
That's
very good. That was
yeah.
pretty funny. Another time, we went to a buddy's house, and we unscrewed every light bulb and every light in the house just enough so that it wouldn't turn on when he was trying it on, but left on a VCR light. So the lights still worked for some reason, but all of the lights around him didn't.
Okay, got it.
And he was walking around being like, what the hell is going on?
What is wrong?
What? This light's on. That one doesn't work. It was very, very funny.
Jorge, what about you? Anything big?
Yeah, recently we went to one of those Shakey's places.
Yeah.
You know, and then there's a buddy of mine who doesn't like
Mojo
chili.
Mojo potatoes.
Yeah, exactly. There's a guy who doesn't like chili.
Yeah.
And you just unscrew the little jar and then just keep pouring the whole. Yeah.
It's like
things like that.
What you do when you're like 11.
Exactly, when you're in high school.
Yeah, when you're in high school.
Exactly.
So I used to do, there was a woman who worked at the radio station I worked at in Ohio, and I decided to mess with her.
Yeah.
So I wrote this letter that said, we know you're eating other people's food out of the refrigerator. Please stop. I don't want this to go any further, signed the general manager. And this woman was like, I never take food out of it. How is this person possibly? And it created this big confrontation.
That's so upset.
It's great. And there was another guy who kept
There's
another guy who kept his calendar. Remember, you'd have a day planner on the day with a calendar?
Uh-huh.
So I would randomly write things on it, like lunch with Fred, 4:30. And this guy would look at his day planner and go, who is Fred? Where am I supposed to meet him at 4:30? I would just totally mess with this guy on
That's
a regular
awesome.
Basis. But Joe Carter, great practical joke. It happened on this date in 1992. All right, coming up next for you, Momo. Actually, I got so much stuff.
What do you got?
Here. Bergman. I want to take a minute and talk ramps. 877-710-ESPN. Is this a lost season? Are you upset? Can this be saved? Obviously, last night was terrible. The offensive line is a disaster. 877-710-ESPN. And by the way, get that thing ready that I was right about last year when I...
Tired of ads interrupting your favorite sports podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music, included with your Prime membership. Amazon Music offers the most ad-free top podcasts. Enjoy shows like First Take, Pardon the Interruption, and The Low Post, available ad-free and uninterrupted. To start listening, download the Amazon Music app or go to amazon.com/ESPN pods. That's amazon.com/ESPN pods to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Picture this. You arrive at your hotel. You have an important online meeting lined up with clients from all across the country. You have your laptop open, ready to begin, and the Wi-Fi is so terrible, you can't even connect. These types of stressful situations happen all the time, but they don't have to. When you book a room at La Quinta by Wyndham, you have access to their free high-speed Wi-Fi, so you can take care of those critical emails, join your meetings on time, and even unwind by streaming your favorite shows without having to worry. Tonight, La Quinta. Tomorrow, you shine. Book direct at LQ.com.
When I talk to McVay, that's coming up for you. 877-710-ESPN, 877-710-ESPN. What, Momo?
You were right last year.
I was.
You were. I know what you're talking about.
100% right. 100% right. We will play it coming up next. Mason in Ireland, 710 ESPN.
Yeah, this is perfect because he's actually in the studio. Live Imaging Tuesday, Mason Ireland. Shidano walked in, but this is the song. This is the bit, right? Going crazy, crazy, crazy just to thinking about you, Shidano. Because Shidano, I was talking about how great you looked on TV.
Is this still my show?
Beautiful Cuban skin. He looks young and refreshed.
Shidano.
Shidano.
Why are you so jealous of me?
I'm not jealous of you.
Look, he gave me a chain.
Yeah.
Are you buying his affection?
No. Everybody who's one of us gets a chain. No, he's talking about how handsome you are.
He's a good-looking man.
He's of the belief that you are extremely handsome.
I mean, that's subjective.
That is very subjective. I completely agree.
Best-looking male host at the radio station. Shidano.
That's not saying much. It's not a high bar to clear. Right?
It isn't. It isn't a high bar to clear.
I'm trying to think if I agree with that.
I'm trying to think if I agree with that, too. Isn't Clinton Yates president of the Handsome Guy Society?
Well, that's just like a self-appointed.
Yeah, he gave himself that.
Shidano's better looking.
That's not like he's giving him the
chain. I actually thought there was such a thing as the Handsome Man Club, and he was in it.
And you were trying to get in it.
I was trying to get in. I applied.
You did.
I did not get
in. Just like you were trying to get that. I stopped you from trying to get that
to get
that
verified.
Blue check mark on Instagram from that guy, that bot that was trying
to suck
you.
The bot tried
in.
To give me a blue check mark. Exactly. It was stupid.
And there's no way. You could wear that on Around the Horn. No. I don't think you could wear it on NBA Today.
I don't think
Malika would totally
the
let her wear it.
I think, I mean, listen.
I like how you just threw Malika. Like, you're in, you guys are
right,
friends.
Right, like you and Malika are tight.
Yeah, tight.
Yeah, yeah.
Sedano's tight.
Oh, I watch every day.
Sedano and Momo are tight. They're in the league.
So you were at the USC game Saturday, right?
I was. So
I
were
saw,
you. I saw
I
that.
Saw the picture of you down on the field and doing all this stuff. How'd the call of the game go? I was very surprised that Arizona State hung in there.
I was too. We saw Boney, which was nice.
Boney!
Yeah, Boney was.
When are they coming back on 7-10?
We're
when
trying.
Are the Trojans
maybe,
coming
maybe,
back to
maybe.
7-10?
You never know.
Old
you know,
Boney.
Sedano and Cappy may be working deals.
Nice!
Did you hear Sedano's play-by-play?
I did not get to hear any because it wasn't on local.
You'll hear it in the open at 4:15 p.m.
Oh,
can't
wait.
And by the way, Sam Amick will join us at 5. To
oh, good.
To talk about
good.
That story you guys were
yeah,
talking about.
Yeah, that's a
but
big
the,
story.
Yeah, I'm the temperamental one, though.
You are. Right.
I'm not the guy who literally texted you, you've lost a friend.
Right. I mean, that was a different me. That was years ago.
It was 2019.
It wasn't that long ago.
Well, yeah, I mean, but that was like a whole pandemic
that
ago.
That is years ago. That was pre-pandemic. I've become a much mellower.
No, you
guy.
Haven't.
No, who is the most temperamental one?
I mean, you saved my voicemail for at least a year.
I did save your voicemail. I did save that voicemail.
And you played it on the air, and I told you it cursed, and you still played
but
it.
But you don't think Momo, who's the most temperamental person? I don't want to deal with a handsome.
Oh, John,
you won Mandy Award.
I won Biggest Diva.
Diva.
Yeah. I mean, it's either you, but I would say John is climbing the charts.
John
really?
Can
what's
be temperamental.
So, what's a pain in the ass about John?
I mean, almost everything lately. It
really?
Feels like, yeah.
Irritable.
Yeah,
I gotta,
he's
I gotta
very
go work
irritable.
On the Sedano and Cap
okay,
Open.
Good. Yeah.
Because I won't be here live for their show.
He's very.
Oh, you won't be here.
I'm a little sad.
He gets very bent out of shape when Christopher says you're talking too much sports. Like he just goes, "Hey,
oh, he gets nuts, huh?"
Sedano and Cap continue. Oh, I mean, Mason and Ireland continues.
Wow.
Now.
That is
brutal. So Mason, it was. Yeah, it was a lot closer than I thought it was going to be.
Oh, damn. I don't think the defense. I mean, look.
It's not good.
It's not good.
It's opportunistic.
I don't think the defense is that
bad.
It's opportunistic.
They've
it's
got
not
like
good.
14
okay.
turnover, 14 takeaways and one turnover.
Right.
So ultimately, they
wait,
will regress.
Wait, are we talking Rams or USC?
Mean.
No, USC.
Okay.
Yeah, and Caleb threw that
right.
his first interception of the season.
Exactly
in
the
end
zone. Yeah. Yeah. Caleb is spectacular. He's unbelievable the way he's his feet. He's able to escape any kind of rush.
So this is what I appreciate about him, and this was the analogy we used on the broadcast. He reminded me of a great ball handler in the NBA who can't be sped up.
Right.
Like, he literally is the super patient. He waits. He kind of moves
so
to the left, moves to
the
right,
pocket,
and then will dart through. Like, he has so much patience. He reminds me of, like, Luka or LeBron or Kawhi or those kind of guys who are just great ball handlers. Chris Paul.
Yeah.
See, as a quarterback, he reminds me of a big Russell Wilson.
I was going to say
better.
Kyler Murray.
He's better than
he's
Russell
better
Wilson?
He's better than those guys.
In escapability.
I have now watched probably way too much college football to this point in the
right.
season. Caleb Williams is the best quarterback in the nation, and USC will have him for another year.
Yeah, yeah.
I mean, he is
great.
The total package.
And Jordan Addison, he knows where number three is at all times.
Yeah.
At all times.
Yeah, absolutely. I actually think that Caleb reminds me, who was the guy I was comparing him to the other day? Oh, Mahomes.
Mahomes.
He reminds me of Mahomes.
Slippery like that,
right? Because he can throw the ball at different angles too. It's crazy.
Yes,
he does the sidearm stuff that Patrick Mahomes does. That's the guy that I think they have. They have the next Patrick Mahomes, in my opinion.
Now, after watching that game on Saturday, and I'll be there again this. You're not doing the game this week, are you?
No.
Washington State.
No.
Washington State's pretty.
That's
good.
A real game.
That's a real football.
That's
game.
A real game. That's one of those that you could lose if you're USC.
Yeah. So I'm going to that game. I'm hoping for the best. It's Utah at Utah after that.
That looks hard.
If they get by this week at Utah, will really determine whether they're going to be a playoff team.
No question
about it. If they beat Utah, I think they got a real chance.
Yeah.
I don't think UCLA is good as
their
record is.
Well, they knocked Utah out because they lost already at Florida from the playoff picture.
From the playoff picture.
Yeah.
Although Utah could get in with one loss, couldn't they?
They'd have two losses.
Oh, right. No, if
they lost
again,
SC,
it's over. Yeah, no, but defensively, I'm not buying.
Not good.
Alex Grinch, let's get it together.
I love
man.
The kid at middle linebacker, Gentry, Gentry, the 6'6", 200-pound kid. Wait till that kid puts some mass on himself.
Look at you, college football announcer guy.
Yeah.
I mean, I've been doing it for two seasons
I know.
How do you do this? Like, you have a radio show 5 days a week, and then you got college football, and then NBA
sidelines. I put my kids to bed very early.
Okay.
Yeah.
Don't you ever think, I'm going to slow down.
No.
I'm going to slow down.
Why slow down now? Like, I'm only 45 years old. I could slow down in 10 years.
Oh. That's where I am.
I slowed down. Yeah. I slowed down.
Yeah, Momo slowed down.
I popped out a couple of kids and had to stay home.
What is the apex of your career?
Yeah.
I don't know.
This so far.
Mine is more like transition. Mine is less time on planes, right?
Yeah.
Less time away from home.
Right.
But
yeah.
I still am very effective in what I do. I just do it differently now.
No, of course.
Work smarter, not harder.
But your job also is based on information than anything else.
Yeah.
So you don't need to be everywhere. Like the pandemic, if anything, taught every reporter that you can work without having
face-to-face. I was at an advantage because I don't need the access.
You have relationships.
Yeah, I can call people.
You're Momo.
Exactly.
I mean, says the chain.
So coming up, we're going to do the Mike Trudell Fantasy Basketball League.
Oh,
again.
That's coming up.
Hey, can I get in this? Is it like a
I don't know.
League?
Talk to the little general.
Yeah, the little dictator. It's tough to get in.
How do I get in? Can we make him a chain? Can you make him a chain?
Make Trudell a train? Yeah, I'm not making chains for everybody. He's not one of us.
Mike Trudell, what can I do to get into your fantasy basketball league? I have always wanted in.
You want me to text him?
Yeah text him.
I've always wanted in. And then I was playing in this league with Jason Chu, the guy who wins our league every year. He's like, come into our league, and he wins every year.
Yeah, it's ridiculous.
I thought you guys were like going to help me try to beat him because we had a chance. Now we don't have a chance.
You have no chance.
No chance.
By the way, and Momo, is Uncle Phil going to do the league for you if you play fantasy basketball?
No.
You're going to play it yourself. It's not going to be Uncle Phil.
I do it myself. Do you want to see my call log every night at 11:30? Phil and I do a 20-minute phone call about who we're going to pick up. Do you want to see?
I think you're taking it too seriously. If you're doing a 20-minute phone call every night, with Uncle Phil, too much.
So the text is out to the
outgoing
little dictator.
11:37 p.m. 32 minutes.
Yeah. Okay. So I'm buying it then.
Text is out, Momo.
Who are we going to pick up last night? Jake Odorizzi or Dakota Hudson? That was a debate.
It came down to that, huh?
Jake Odorizzi, huh?
And I said, neither of them are good, but I'll go with the one who has the same name as my baby.
Jake.
That's good a reason as any to pick
good
him.
Good call.
Now, do you do holds in your league, too?
Yes.
We do holds.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's intense.
It's hardcore. But do you think I have a chance? Now, I've traded all of my really good assets.
Yeah, what do you have left?
DeJounte Murray.
I gave you that guy. He's
Evan Mobley.
But he's now sharing the backcourt with Trey.
Yeah, it's true.
Evan Mobley, legitimately awesome.
Evan Mobley.
Yeah, but again, not a stat guy.
No, but he'll get rebounds
and blocks.
And field goal percentage will be high. Yeah.
So those are my two real holdover guys.
Those are good.
I guess
it's not bad.
Bojan Bogdanovic in the 12th round or something like that.
Yeah, and he's probably going to score a lot.
Probably going to score a bunch.
Yeah.
But do you think I have a chance to repeat or was last
No,
year
that was it.
Food?
That was your that
really?
Was that was your apex.
No.
Yeah.
Absolutely not.
Yeah, no repeat.
I will absolutely beat you in this league.
Okay. You might. You might. But by the way, I already have Mythical Money on my side after taking UCLA on Friday. You bet against me. You took Washington.
Right. I lost money. You won money.
Penix.
Michael Penix.
You were all in on Penix.
Big
I told
Penix
you.
Energy says I, the t-shirts.
Yeah, I told you
Excuse
that
me?
UCLA. Yeah.
Is that an HR violation?
I told you UCLA is pretty good. Although, I was texting Greg throughout the game. I could understand at times his frustration with DTR.
Listen, UCLA is good. Enough.
Good enough. That's
good enough to get Greg's hopes up and then dash them.
Yeah, but what are Greg's
hopes?
Right
when there's expectations.
I mean, that's what UCLA does.
Yeah, in 2 weeks, they'll be 5-2.
Yeah, but what are your hopes?
My hopes are that they win 9-10 games.
They could do 9.
They can do 9 wins.
So if they beat Utah this week, then I have much higher hopes.
Yeah.
I don't think they're beating Utah.
Utah
I don't think so either. I think they'll be 5-2 at the end. No, it's here.
It's here.
Okay, they have a chance.
The Rose Bowl.
Yeah. It's only like 4.5
Nobody ever
points
wins
spread.
In Utah, though.
It's not a big
number.
Yeah,
no, we go to Utah in 2 weeks.
The running back for Utah, Tavion Thomas, he tore up USC last year.
Look at this guy with the names and everything.
Wait a minute. I just talked about Tavion Thomas in the first hour.
I didn't listen when you said it.
Yeah. I'm all over the Tavion Thomas.
When I said it, that's different.
Oh, of course. Yeah. Of course.
Because I'm more of an authority now.
Look at these names he's coming out with.
I know. He's good.
He's going to be an NFL running back, that's for sure.
All right.
You guys should bet
your Rams
money.
Should draft him because they need help in every way.
Oh,
we need an offensive line.
And
Whitworth. Yeah. Do you like my hot take?
Whitworth come back?
Yes.
Baby, come back.
Super hot.
John Cusack, boombox, outside his house.
Say
Mason
anything.
And Ireland Mafia.
In your eyes.
Yes.
I don't think it's going to work.
Come back.
Yeah.
Whitworth.
All right,
once you're
next,
out, it's hard.
Coming up next, did you ever find that thing I asked for, Hort?
I'm going to go get some tacos.
Really?
All right. Shidano, we'll talk to you in a little while.
I'll be back. See
all
you
right,
later.
George Shidano stopping
it's
in.
It's got to be in the system. This
Shidano
is a classic
and Cappy
fight.
Coming up. It is, honestly, it's like one of the most prophetic things I have ever said, and you're telling me it is nowhere in the
I'm
system.
I'm looking everywhere, and I only have
look
the
look on YouTube. It's got to be on YouTube.
Get help. Get help and look in
it. It's got to be
there.
You
can't find this?
It's in the system. We can find it.
We'll find it.
Okay. Because we'll I want to play that. Because
I can recreate it for you if you want. We could call Clinton Gates, and he could be McVeigh.
Oh,
he does
sure.
a good McVeigh.
Juan just texted me with a program for cats saying, do you want to go this weekend? I'm like, no. I think he's joking. I think he's joking.
I don't think he is.
All right, coming up next, hopefully that thing that I said
Whitworth,
last year that actually has proved to be very prophetic. And does America have a first family in sports? I want to put that question to you coming up next. Momo's hanging out. Mesa in Ireland, 710 ESPN. Well, yeah, the drop is not the thing I need. Okay.
You want me to recreate it?
Hey, we're on the radio.
Yeah, you want me to recreate it?
Nah.
Well, I mean, you were right. It's not often that you're right.
I know. This is like one of the big things, and you destroyed it because I'm right about it.
I did not destroy
anything. Yes, you destroyed it because you're trying to ruin
Greg,
my
Greg, how long have you been the producer of the Mason Ireland show?
On and off for almost seven years.
Were you the
how
producer
many times
when this
has
Mason
been
happened?
This right about something?
No, he's never been right about anything.
But he was right about this.
He was right about this.
And
you
he
were
was
right
ahead
about
of
this.
His
and
time
you can't
right.
find it? Did you destroy it because you knew I was right about it?
Well, that would go against the bit to have you wrong all the time.
It would. All right, so last night I'm watching the... Yeah, last night I'm watching the Rams, or as some would call it, the Niners.
Hi, this is ESPN's Mike Greenberg, and ESPN Bet is ready to take you through all the biggest sports moments this spring. The official sports book of ESPN has exclusive offers and markets from Scott Van Pelt, Stephen A. Smith, and me. From the playoff intensity to finally getting out to the ballpark, there's no better time for sports fans. Sign up today, and new users get $100 in bonus bets for making any sportsbook bet. Download ESPN Bet today. What a play.
Must be 21 plus and present in select states. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply. See app for details. 10 seconds on the clock. How many things can you name that are always growing? Your relationships. Your skills. Your customer base. How about businesses on Shopify? Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify's there to help you grow. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/network, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/network now to grow your business. No matter what stage you're in, shopify.com/network.
There was a commercial, actually multiple commercials, that involved the Manning family.
Mm-hmm. Are you a referee?
Apple, Omaha,
fade, illegal fade, substitution.
Pylon,
interception.
How many words? Break it into words.
I know it. Helmet catch.
Stop guessing the helmet catch.
Is it the Caesars Sportsbook app with Caesars Rewards where the more you play, the more stuff you earn, and they have fast payouts because Caesar is the man?
Yes! Is that a thing?
What? How is that even possible?
Nice job, Cook.
It's 27 words.
Worst clues ever.
Pretty obvious.
Okay, so that's J.B. Smoove with Peyton, Eli, Cooper, and Archie Manning.
Yeah.
Is it fair to say they're the first family of sports?
I think so.
I mean, they're everywhere.
They really are everywhere.
Even Cooper.
Yeah, and then Arch is going to be the...
Arch is going to be the next big thing.
Yeah. I mean, there is a sort of overexposure that can happen when you're everywhere.
Do you think they're overexposed?
I think by the time Arch gets big, you know, like Arch is going to be the big...
Yeah.
Texas... Is he going to Texas, right?
Texas, yeah. Sark.
You know, like, he's going to be the next generation of it, and then there's the Manning cast, and there's a lot of... Like, look... I watch the Kardashians, but I don't watch them like I used to.
Mm-hmm.
I used to watch it every week. I used to be interested.
You're not
in...
into the Kardashians on the Hulu?
I just can't keep up. There's just did you see what I did there?
You just can't keep up. Oh, thank you.
You.
Yeah,
no,
when
much...
you call attention to it, we get it.
There's just too much to keep up with. Like,
yeah.
I can't keep up with the Kardashians. They're all over the place. They got the, and then there's the Kendall and the Kylie and the
yeah, but I mean,
and the Chris and the
what else is? I mean, the show is the show, and I don't know what else they do.
The show and the commercials and the podcast. They're building up.
So you think they're overexposed?
I think they're getting close. I think right now they're likable and we enjoy them, but if they go too much, this is what we do with everything: is we find something we like and then we overdo it.
Why have they never been overexposed? Because it doesn't feel like they've ever been, and right. Nobody ever says I'm. Well, I guess some people do. I'm sick of the Kardashians. Some people.
Oh
do
yeah,
say
people
that.
Are sick of the Kardashians.
Yeah, but I mean, I've seen the Hulu. Juan watches the Hulu show. All
yeah.
the time.
They lost me a couple seasons ago. Like yeah. it was just too much. Like and then there's the tabloids and the Tristan Thompsons
right,
and the girlfriends
all that stuff,
and
yeah.
the la 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 the friends. It's just like the extended family, which is supposed to make it interesting. It just gets to be too much. And then I'm supposed to care about all the different people and you're right. Yeah. See, but I do think if there is a first family in terms of successful professional athletes.
Yes.
It's either the Mannings,
mm-hmm.
maybe the Thompson family.
Oh, the Thompsons are there. Yeah.
Not quite there yet, but like getting there.
Yeah. Yeah.
Like if Trace wins a World Series.
Yes.
And Clay has four rings.
Four rings. Yeah.
And Michael has how many rings? One or two?
How many rings? I think he got two.
It's pretty good.
Yeah, Michael got two rings.
Like how many other families do you know that have this many professional athletes who are successful and have won championships in them? How many other families are in this
Wow,
running?
That's a good question. Families that have won championships, kids and dads. Archie never won a championship.
Right. Peyton got one.
Peyton got two.
Two?
Yeah, Peyton got one in Denver and one in Indy.
Did he?
Eli got two with the Giants.
Did he get one in Indy?
Yes, he did.
Yeah, he got one in Indy. Then he had that terrible year, and Von Miller won the Super Bowl up at Levi Stadium.
Right.
We were at that game.
Yeah.
Eli has two. Cooper, I think, just manages the brother's money and
yeah.
winds up getting all
does
the good
well,
lines
though.
In the commercials. Yeah, it does really well.
Yeah.
Yeah, I would say, wouldn't you say best first family of sports?
Yeah, I really can't think of anybody else that'd be closer. Like the Griffies were close, but
there's
only
these
two
guys
of them.
Are like out there doing stuff.
The Ripkins.
Yeah. Did you watch the Manning cast last night?
I did watch the Manning cast last night.
So what's interesting is at some point there was a fan that ran onto the field. And it is customary that they don't show the fan on the field. Mm-hmm. And they didn't on the ESPN broadcast. But Joe Buck did describe the fact that Bobby Wagner was part of bringing the fan down. Now, if you're going to actually describe that and say, oh, Bobby Wagner takes him down, don't you have to show that?
Yes, you should have
shown. You should be showing that. Is there a reason now why we don't show people on the field? Like, for example, the Manning cast.
Yeah.
Listen to what they did on the Manning cast.
He is not going to play the same coverage back-to-back, first down, second down, third down. He's going to go through the whole Rolodex. We've got a visitor on the field here. Can we rewind that? Eli, can you do the tablet on this streaker on the field? No? Now do it on the big board?
Yeah, you got to break down his moves.
So they're showing it and talking about it on the Manning cast. Are we still in an age where we don't show fans when they do that? I mean, I think we all know they're stupid.
It's a really good point because nowadays, there's a lot of talk about that whenever there's something bad that happens in the world. Like, don't highlight the person who did the bad thing, okay?
Yeah.
And all the sort of mainstream media can get behind that.
Yes.
But the internet is going to do what the internet's going to do.
Yeah.
It's like social media is going to do what social media is going to do. The worst among us are going to be out there.
Right.
And there's not a...
Well, and within 5 minutes, I was... Because once Buck said Bobby Wagner took him down, I was like, oh, I want to see what that looks like. So I go to Twitter and there it is. So why not just show it? Because everybody's going to see it anyway.
We're going to see it anyway.
And, you know, it's this person who had a pink... Right, flare stick or something
like
that.
Yeah, no, it kind of looked like a baby reveal.
And it did.
Like,
it did.
You're having a girl.
But apparently, it's like animal rights people or PETA people or something like that.
There's been all that stuff going on about
it's
the animal.
It's a totally ineffective way to raise awareness for something anyway.
Yeah, everything is about trying to go viral now. Everybody's trying to like get mentioned and get seen and go viral and blah 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 blah.
The last time I was there, which was for the Atlanta game, the guy ran out in the field. Got tackled, and I mean, he was out cold, like out cold, and they were dragging him off the field. It's a terrible way to bring awareness to a project or a cause or anything like that. And I do think that at this point in the age of the internet, we should probably show people Bobby Wagner taking down that guy.
Yeah, whether you should. Well, the argument is, if you show it, it's just easier for people to find it, and you're giving them a bigger platform. So, like, you are the keeper of what gets on your show.
Yes.
Right? You are Steve Mason, and you have some theoretically taste. Theoretically.
Some, yeah.
Yeah, sometimes. Greg, you have some standards and taste, theoretically.
I mean, depends on the day.
Yeah, right.
In honor of John Ireland.
That was in honor of John Ireland, yeah. No, I do have standards and taste. Yes, I do.
So if you give somebody a platform, like, you know, there was a time, like, let's do a bigger example.
Okay.
LeVar Ball.
Yes, LeVar Ball. Where is he now?
There was a time when everybody wanted LeVar Ball on their show. He was ratings. People
never
wanted to hear what
lost.
He had to
say. I'm undefeated.
People
never
wanted to hear
lost.
What he had to say.
Yes.
And after a while, it kind of became incumbent upon people like you, Steve Mason or Greg Bergman, to say, you know what, that's enough. We're not going to do the microphone. We're not going to keep giving him the
microphone.
We
did reach out. I don't know if we ever had him on the show. Because remember, I bought the Lonzo sneakers.
Yeah, the Big Baller sneakers.
The Big Baller sneakers. They never showed up. Right. I had to go through a thing with my credit card company to say, please, they didn't send me my sneakers, so disputed the charge and all that stuff. So when I started talking about that, I didn't think it was right to have LeVar Ball on.
Yeah, but like, there came a point when he wasn't on the shows anymore.
Yeah, right.
And that wasn't just because, like, somebody decided to keep him up. It was like there was a sort of collective decision amongst producers, hosts, etc. Like, that's enough.
Well, it's kind of, we're bored with the act.
Yeah, we're bored with the act. And also, if you keep continuing to platform him, like, give him a platform, then you're complicit in that, right?
There's enough. Right,
right. Okay? And then enough time passed, and then people were interested again. Mostly because LaMelo was good, and then people were kind of interested in what happened to him.
Right, right.
What happened to them. So there is a quality of, like, when those things happen on the field.
Yep.
Like, you're giving that person a platform. They'll find an audience.
Right, but they showed it on the Manning cast. They described it on the ESPN broadcast. It's like, what if you're really trying to...
But then by putting them on the platform, you're giving them much more exposure. To make a pun intentionally there.
Too. Yeah.
Yeah.
quick question.
Yeah.
Yom Kippur starts at sundown.
Yeah, so tonight is Kol Nidre, if you have Jewish friends.
So how do you, what happens in the next 24 hours?
Yeah, we atone. We're supposed to,
this
people,
is where you don't eat or drink anything? Yeah.
You can have a sip of water and stuff. I've never really fasted. It's not something that we grew up with. Like, the congregation I go to, some people do, some people don't. It's not, it's like a choice.
Will you go to temple?
I'm going to do Zoom temple.
Really? Yeah. They have Zoom temple?
Yeah, it's a pandemic thing.
Oh,
but
yeah.
I like it better.
Oh, that's nice.
I don't have to get dressed up or go anywhere.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Will you practice the you won't really fast.
I don't really fast.
Yeah.
No, I'm not.
Bergman, do you honor, I don't know, honor? What would you say? Not
practice?
Celebrate. Do you practice?
Observe.
Observe. Yom Kippur.
No, I'm going to be eating all night, all day tomorrow.
Oh, nice.
I'll be
Are you going to work tomorrow?
Yeah, I've never taken a Jewish holiday off in my life.
Oh, Yom Kippur is the only one I take off.
Yeah, I probably should. Hey, Amanda, can I have tomorrow
off?
It's
like the most serious holiday,
yeah, this is the
right?
one. Like, if there was one that you should take off, it's Yom Kippur.
And what holiday did you get a Seder at?
Oh, that's Passover.
Passover.
Yeah, it's good food, Passover.
Is that coming up?
April. You want some brisket?
I'd like to go to a Seder this year.
Okay, I'll see if I can get my aunt stuff to invite you.
Yeah.
She lives on the west side.
Okay, good. All right.
That's Uncle Phil. Uncle Phil does the Seder.
Oh, Uncle Phil does the Seder. I would finally get to see Uncle Phil.
And we do that for questions.
We could make a trade during it.
Yeah, maybe, yeah.
All right, coming up next for you is Bobcat. Bergman's got a bunch of stuff for us. Bergman, how's it looking?
Oh, it's looking just great. I actually have something for Moma that she loves so much.
Perfect. We will do Bobcat
coming
up next. Hey, if you were driving around this past weekend, you were involved in an accident. You might have exchanged information and moved on thinking you want to enjoy the rest of your weekend and you didn't want to deal with it, right? If you did that, don't wait any longer. Call Jacob. Don't try to negotiate with the insurance company yourself. Call Jacob. He and his team will speak to the insurance company on your behalf, help you find a doctor without having to wait, and get you the settlement that you deserve. The consultation is free, and if Jacob accepts your case, you don't pay a penny out of pocket. Remember, a lot of attorneys say they'll fight for you. Call Jacob. He'll win for you. 844-24-JACOB. That's 844-24-JACOB. 844-24-JACOB. Or remember,
accident or injury, call Jacob and Ronnie. Call Jacob.
Call Jacob.com. Mason, Ireland, 710 ESPN.
Thank you very much, Chris and Amanda. So Gonzaga senior big man Drew Timmy said that if he left to the NBA this year, he would make about $200,000 to $500,000 a year after getting drafted.
Mm-hmm.
He also said he's going to make way more than that because of NIL by staying at Gonzaga.
Wow.
Yeah.
Do you think this will impact people leaving or staying in school when the NBA changes from 19 years old to 18 years old?
100%. This does change the ball game for a lot of people. I mean, if you're going to go into the league as an undrafted free agent or as a second round pick, let's say, you probably make more money NIL than you do as a late second round pick.
So I think it actually helps teams like Gonzaga, where for the most part, they haven't had a lot of really high lottery pick first round guys. They have guys that stay in school for 3 or 4 years. Maybe, you know, for every who's the guy who got drafted by the Magic? Jalen Suggs.
Yes.
Or Adam Morrison, they were top five lottery picks.
Yeah.
There's mostly a bunch of guys who get drafted in the late 20s or early or second round that this is a much better ideal for, especially if you can play in the tournament and make a deep run
a couple
years in a row.
Right.
Because now Drew Timmy's pretty marketable. Like he's got the headband and the mustache and he's been on campus for a while and he's got a good personality. Like that's good for him. He should definitely stay there.
Yeah, these programs will pay and there's no reason to make that jump now unless you're certain that you're going. The NBA does allow that. The NBA allows you to enter the draft and then say, no, I don't want
to
be in it.
To me, this is like the best version of NIL, which is, you know, people should get paid for making money for their schools, right? And he's absolutely made money for Gonzaga.
Yes.
It's good that he's reaped some of the rewards. Like it.
Timmy. That's what they call him.
Bobcat.
From South Park.
I get it.
Yes.
Yes.
All right, so I'm going to play a sound for you. Tell me if you like it or not, and then I'll let you know what it is.
It's
Momo,
sound?
This is the sound. We're going to play
it.
And you tell me what you think. What do you think?
I like it. It's okay.
It's okay?
It's okay.
Mace, you like it?
It's all right. I don't know.
Is this like the opening to a football game of the week?
What's the gag here?
So this is the new NBA on ESPN theme.
Oh, yeah. Crank it up.
I like it. Okay. This fits.
Yeah.
Okay.
It's like a more dramatic theme song, don't you think?
Yeah.
Dun, 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 dun. Yeah, I like it. I mean, I'm prone to like things at ESPN, but I genuinely
like
this. Yeah. You can't say otherwise, Momo.
No, I might.
You couldn't come out and with a hot take say I don't like the new ESPN theme song.
This is kind of like I feel like I'm in a hero movie or something.
Yeah.
Oh yeah.
You know?
Yeah, yeah.
I get that
vibe. Like a video game or something. Like this is like this could be like a Legend of Zelda or something.
Legend of Zelda.
Don't even know.
You know,
I mean, I love Legend of Zelda. I'm not sure if those two.
That is.
Could be like the music behind it.
Okay. Yeah. Oh, but I like this. Though.
I like it. I think it's. By the
way,
it sounds.
Superhero feel.
It sounds very different from any other NBA theme music.
I mean, NBA on NBC is amazing.
Did they get rid of the old? They got rid of that.
Well, no. This NBA on NBC. This doesn't exist anymore. NBC. This
on
is the
NBC.
Old school. Yeah, this is the old school NBA on NBC.
Okay.
Are you sure this isn't the ESPN one, too?
I thought this was the ESPN one.
No, this is Round Ball Rock.
Okay. Well, I'll take your word for it.
Okay. I feel like I've heard this very recently.
You know it's a great theme song?
Yeah, we
played
every
Amazon
day on the
Thursday Night Football.
It is good. The Amazon
Thursday
theme
Night
song
Football
is good.
Theme is good. Really good.
Yeah.
Every day on Bobcat.
Yeah.
Bobcat.
All right, what you got?
All right, so roughly, how much do you spend on concession stand when you go to a game?
Oh,
okay. So
it's a really good question.
Okay, because I got a perfect deal for you guys here.
Okay, do you want the answer first, or do you want
the real answer?
Okay.
How much you
so when I went to the USC game on Saturday,
right.
I got a jumbo dog, $11.
One jumbo dog, $11.
$11 and two Diet Cokes, which probably were $6 each. That's all I got at the game. I don't eat a lot at games because I'm focused on the game.
Momo, how much you spent roughly?
I am usually a two Dodger dog person.
Mm-hmm.
One drink, like alcoholic beverage usually.
Okay.
Like a beer. If I'm pregnant, obviously not. I'll have a water or a Coke or something like that.
Mm-hmm.
So I would say probably about $30 to $40.
Yeah, I'd say $30.
Yeah.
I don't think you can get away from a concession
every
stand without spending 30.
Every once in a while, I will get a dessert.
Hmm.
Like, I'll get the Dippin' Dots, or I'll get something going around.
Oh, the Dippin' Dots, yeah.
I'm not really a Cracker Jack person.
No. Okay. What's the deal, Jorge?
All right, because this weekend, I sent you guys a picture. You can get a pretzel, a slice of pizza, nachos, chicken strips and fries, and two hot dogs with popcorn, all for $20 at the Atlanta Falcons Stadium.
Okay, so it's pretzel.
Yeah.
What else?
Pizza.
A
slice of pizza.
That's a good slice.
You get nachos. You get chicken strips and fries.
Yep.
Two hot dogs and a bag of popcorn.
Okay, well, that, first
all
of
that
all,
for $20.
That's like the family meal, right?
Exactly.
Yeah. Here's the thing about that Atlanta Stadium, and I was there for the Super Bowl in 2018. Uh-huh. Every concession item is like at normal prices. They do not jack up their prices. They're super normal prices.
Wow. Everything else is overpriced.
So it's like $3.75 for a Coke, and it's like $5.50 for a hot dog, and it's like they've you know what? Here's the thing: they make more money.
Yeah, because you buy more.
Because it's reasonably priced. Right. There's something to be said for reasonably pricing concessions. But that makes sense for that Atlanta Stadium.
Wow. Yeah.
There's also weirdly a Chick-fil-A there that's never open on game day.
Yeah, well, it's a Sunday thing.
So it's Sunday. No, I'm dead serious.
I know you are.
It's like they're never open.
Huh?
It's Sunday.
Right, but I mean, why put
why spend the money on rent?
Chick-fil-A?
It's open during Shakira concert during the week.
There we go. Yeah.
Bobcat.
All right, so Zach Wilson, who's known to like the older ladies, as we found out earlier this year, has decided to get involved with the Tom Brady Giselle Bundchen rumor divorce. He tweeted, what did he say?
Is he going after her?
He tweeted, "Don't worry, Giselle, I got you."
Who tweeted that?
Zach Wilson.
Oh.
Is this funny or over the line?
Over the line.
Definitely over the line.
Yeah, over the line. Here's the thing. You know, I don't want to joke too much about a marriage kind of falling apart. It's not nice. It's not nice, and it's not decent, and I try to be a good person, and you're not a good person if you start messing up in that area. So Zach Wilson, I think that was a mistake.
So that was that's not funny in the slightest.
Did you think it was funny?
No, I mean, it wasn't. I mean, just because he's kind of playing off of the going after his mom's friend was kind of funny.
Yeah, not funny. Jorge, is that funny?
I thought so, yeah. A little bit.
A little bit funny. Okay, yeah.
I get the joke.
Exactly, me too.
I mean, I get the joke.
Yeah.
But I just don't think it's nice joking about somebody else's marriage falling apart.
I agree, here's what the difference is. Some of us live in the world where we get made fun of on social media, and others are the people who make fun of people on social media.
Yes.
So, like, has anyone ever made fun of you on social media, like real personally?
Yeah.
In a way that really hurts?
Not as much as probably others.
Yeah. Right? Like, you've seen my mentions, right? Yeah. Or, like, can you just imagine what Tom Brady's mentions are like?
Oof.
Or Giselle's mentions?
Right.
And most people are, like, teeing off on them in a very disconnected way. Like, Tom Brady's not a person. He's just a thing.
Yeah.
And so, like, in a world where Tom Brady is not a person and that's not a real marriage and they don't actually have kids, there's a joke in there.
Right.
But they are actual people.
Right. And Bergman, as somebody who's been through this.
Yeah, I mean, like, I would not like it if it was happening to me. But I don't know, it had its moment when I saw it. I was like, ooh, that was a kind of a shot. It was kind of funny.
Yeah, not funny.
Yeah.
No?
We vote not funny.
Not funny.
Not Bobcat.
Funny. We'll move on and do something that Momo absolutely loves. And I only do this when Momo is here because I know how much she loves it.
Oh, wait, hold on. Can I guess?
Yeah.
Is it which receivers have the top 10 games in the
close
past?
Close. Who has the highest scoring teams in the NFL this year?
Okay.
Highest scoring teams in the NFL.
Top 5 scoring teams in the NFL. Let's see if you can figure it out.
Okay.
One, I think, is weird.
It is weird.
It's Jacksonville.
No, not in the top 5.
How about Seattle?
No, not in the top five.
They had 48 points. Okay, I got it. Baltimore.
Baltimore is number 3 with 119.
Okay. Baltimore's got a lot.
What about Josh Allen and Buffalo? They ran up 35, and then say Buffalo.
Okay.
Buffalo is number 5 with 114. You're missing 1, 2, and 4.
1, 2, and 4.
Number
who
1.
A lot of
so number 1
oh,
is
Philly.
A very weird one. You would never think so. They're very high scoring, but they also give up a lot of points.
Oh.
They're a terrible team.
They're a terrible team.
And
they give up a lot of points.
And they also score a lot of points this year.
No, Houston's had some low scoring games.
They've not won one game in a season before.
Tampa Bay.
No. I mean, like, think of the worst franchise in football.
Cincinnati?
No, they just went to a Super Bowl.
They went to a Super Bowl.
Detroit Lions. Detroit Lions, number one with 140. Jared Goff is putting up the most points.
Wow.
In the NFL.
I would not have got
that. Not winning.
And yeah, he's 1-3. That's what I said. Number two is pretty easy. Probably the best quarterback in the NFL.
Patrick Mahomes.
Yes, Patrick Mahomes, Kansas City Chiefs. And then number four is a guy that you love is the quarterback.
Jalen Hurts.
Jalen Hurts, that's right. Philadelphia Eagles, number four, 115.
I'm a big Jalen Hurts fan.
Yep.
And you know what? You might have been right about another thing. 2-1 year.
Yes. 2-1 year.
The McVay thing was last year.
The thing I was right about.
The other thing? There is no other thing.
The McVay thing.
No, the McVay thing is gone forever.
Oh,
okay, let's recreate it.
Okay, well, we'll do it next. Do you have one more thing?
No, it's time to go.
Is that it?
That is. I have another one.
It's an anticlimax.
I have another one.
It's anticlimactic. Go ahead, do it.
No, I don't want to do it now.
Do it. Do it. Do it.
No.
Do it.
Nope.
All right. Do it.
Oh.
Okay. Come on.